Now, as Jason has highlighted, many of us are unaware of how much personal information we allow apps to take away from us. But what about our phones themselves? If we had no apps on them, then our personal data should be quite safe, right?
Wrong. As it turns out, just by having your Wi-Fi switched to on, you could be broadcasting messages to the world about who you are, what you like, and even where you sleep at night. This is all possible with a free bit of software available online called Snoopy. Greer Jackson reports.
I'm whizzing down on a train to London for work. I've got my coffee and a long list of emails to attend to, but my phone signal's a bit patchy. What to do? Well, Wi-Fi would of course be a perfect solution, and sure enough, if I go into my phone settings, there are loads of networks to connect to. Normally, I wouldn't hesitate to click connect, but today I'm having second thoughts. Why? Well, it could be that I'm broadcasting information about myself to the world. I've come to Finsbury Park in North London to meet Glenn Wilkinson, the designer of some software called Snoopy. Snoopy can gather sensitive information from smartphones simply by using their Wi-Fi signal. So hit me, what is the unvarnished truth? If I've got my Wi-Fi on now on my phone, what can you really tell about me?
There's all types of different things we can tell from your mobile phone. Now, essentially, the way Wi-Fi works is that if you've got your Wi-Fi on, your phone is constantly looking for every wireless network you've ever connected to. It's looking for Starbucks, it's looking for LAX Wi-Fi, it's looking for McDonald's free Wi-Fi, it's looking for your home Wi-Fi, your work Wi-Fi, and it's quite easy to detect those messages. And there's two useful bits of information in that message. One, the name of the network your phone's looking for, and two, a unique, almost serial number that identifies your phone in particular. It's called the MAC address. So immediately I can tell what kind of phone you have, and I know what networks you've previously connected to.
Could I think of this as like a unique digital fingerprint?
Yep, absolutely. So the overarching idea of the research I'm doing is looking for a unique fingerprint for individuals based on the devices that they carry. Now, understanding what networks you've connected to can be useful for all kinds of reasons. At the very least, I can understand a little bit about you. If you've previously connected to networks like Hilton Premier Suite and British Airways First Class Lounge, I can infer you're a bit of a high roller. I can maybe also figure out where you work. An example of that recently, I was on a train and I noticed there were at least five mobile phones looking for a network, we'll call it Acme Bank Incorporated, and two of the devices were also looking for Hooters. So, I don't know what Hooters was. I had to Google it, but apparently it's some kind of bar.
Of course you didn't.
But, you know, immediately quite interesting.
I find this, well, terrifying. I'm going to let you demonstrate this. You've attached Snoopy to a drone. Why have you attached it to a drone?
So Snoopy is inherently mobile. You can run it on certain mobile phones and put it in your pocket and, you know, walk around an area, and if you attach that to a drone, we can fly the drone autonomously, so we can plot missions. Say, right, I want you to canvass this entire neighborhood of London. It's unfortunately illegal to do this, but, you know, I guess criminals wouldn't really care.
I was going to say, let's canvass Finsbury Park, but obviously we're not allowed to do that. So why don't we just canvass what we can see and see what sort of data we can pick up? I have to admit, it's pretty cold and there's not many people about. There's a dog walker and a man picking up some litter over there. So do you think we might be able to pick up where these people are from?
Yeah, absolutely. So what we'll do, we'll just hover Snoopy within the safe distance of these people, buzz around the park a bit, and just illustrate the data being collected in real time and sent back to my laptop where we can analyse it. So we've got the drone here.
Okay, so the drone's not very big. It's about 500 grams with four propellers. Oh my goodness, it's really fast. How fast can this thing go?
So this one probably on the order of 60 kilometers an hour. So if we just go hover, well, within 50 meters of those people over there, we'll probably get a reading in a few seconds.
Recovered.
So if we see here, we can see the data.
Wow.
So that's a lot there. That's from the coffee shop. So where we met earlier, and we detected 254 devices. And now flying out here, we got 11. Now, what's interesting is we've seen this one device both inside the coffee shop and around the park here. I'm a bit paranoid because what that indicates is someone's following us.
They could be knowing what you're up to and what your software is capable of. And that's why, A, they're still here somewhere. And
maybe someone's been intercepting our emails to each other. They're nowhere here. And this is a sign that they're watching us.
Oh, dear.
But let's have a look at some of the other ones here. So somebody around us has a unknown device. That probably means it's a fairly new one. It's not in our database yet. And it's looking for this Sky BA, etc., which is someone's got a Skybox at home. And what we can do is we can try and figure out where that person lives. And hey, excellent, we got a hit. So if we double click on that, we get a photograph and a street address. So Endy Mlon Road, London, is the postcode. And that photograph that we saw is a photograph of their house or of their neighborhood, I guess.
Some beautiful sort of Georgian houses with pillars at the front.
So now we could go and pay them a visit if you wanted to.
Remind me, why have you built this? Because it seems like a fairly potent and clever and potentially quite dangerous bit of software and hardware to be putting freely available on the internet.
I get a lot of comments about why are you releasing this? It's dangerous. But the point of doing research like this is to raise awareness, to just show the public, look how easy this is, look how broken these standards are. I mean, just as a trivial example, if you go to the mall, you'll notice on the entrance there's a very small sticker that says something along the lines of patrons will be monitored via their mobile phones to enhance their shopping experience. So that kind of stuff's already being done. The difference is I've released Snoopy for free to put pressure on manufacturers to actually, you know, think about what they're doing and realize that, hey, maybe it's not the best way that we're doing things. Maybe we can enhance our security a bit to protect our customers.
As soon as I got home, I turned my Wi-Fi back on, but in future I'll be turning it off when I don't need it. Glenn also suggested I flush my preferred network lists to get rid of the Hooters-type Wi-Fi, and that I should do this every 6 months.
I'm certainly going to be doing mine right after the show. That's Greg Jackson talking to Snoopy maker Glenn Wilkinson from the global information security company SensePost.
This is The Naked Scientist with Chris Smith and Kat Arney. You can email chris@thenakedscientist.com if you'd like to get in touch.